A word for you today, found in John's Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 37, on the last day of that great feast, Jesus stood up and cried with a loud voice, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." The symbol used in this text of the Holy Spirit is water, and added to it is the phrase rivers of living water. That is the experience every child of God should have in his life if he has truly come to Christ. If we understand the term and the symbol of water, we understand it because it's a very practical thing. Water brings life. Water brings energy. Within water, life can begin. Fish immediately can swim the oceans. Fresh water brings life. And that is the picture of a Christian who has allowed the Holy Spirit to control him and to fill him. Is that water flowing through your life and mine today? Living water? Out of his belly will flow living water. The other thought that came to me as I prayed was the fact that one can't stop water from flowing. You may try and dam it in, but it will overflow its banks. So in our lives, if the Holy Spirit is not quenched and grieved, that living water can flow and touch many others. Oh, that water would flow in our lives today.